Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Figured we'd hear this at some point today. Excellent song choice, Jimmy. We still have yet to hear Will Smith, "I Like Pretty Girls," though, and that's got to be our celebration song for the summer. So I want to hear that before 6 o'clock. Absolutely. That should be played more than once per show. And that's my summer jam.
Girls.
Have you heard that, Appel?
Yeah, I heard it on your show.
Yeah, it's pretty painful. And we're going to play the hell out of it this summer.
I like
have some fun. Yeah. Five plus five, you a dime tonight.
Matt. Can't argue that.
Fine in the line tonight.
Let me give everybody a road to a repeat update. Sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Your road to a repeat, it's over. They did it. Hey.
I mean, it's road to a three-peat now.
There. Now, road to a three-peat. That's what we work on next. Here is the info, by the way, for the championship parade. And again, if you can't make it out to Fort Lauderdale Beach, we will have coverage of it live on this radio station beginning at noon on Sunday. It begins at noon. Look at the official press release here by the Panthers. Florida Panthers announced today they will host their championship celebration Sunday, 12 p.m. in Fort Lauderdale with a parade along A1A starting at Ryomar Street. This is the exact route as last year, right? This is the exact route.
I would assume so, yeah.
Yeah, Ryomar. And it concludes just north of Fort Lauderdale Beach Park across from Hotel Marin at Southeast 5th Street. And that's where the stage will be, and we'll do the celebration rally. Let's see. For more info and parking and details on the parade and the party, you can go to floridapanthers.com/playoffcentral. floridapanthers.com/playoffcentral. But again, parade and party Sunday, noon, Fort Lauderdale Beach. And hopefully the weather will cooperate better this year than it did last. Did you guys make lists of what you think was responsible for the Panthers repeat?
Yes.
I'm locked in.
All right. Here's mine. This is my, and again, I did it off the top of my head this morning, but this is, it's like my personal Conn Smythe, except it's not just for this year's postseason. For me, this is 2 years. What's responsible over the course of the 2 years for the Panthers to be able to be back-to-back Stanley Cup champions? Should I go backwards from 10 or forwards from 1?
Backwards from 10.
Backwards from 10.
All right. Number 10, Sawgrass Mill.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hills Mall. And the reason is this. I know people think it's cutesy. The reason is this. You can't be around that kind of winning, that kind of greatness. You can't be in such close quarters from that without it rubbing off on you. That's osmosis. And if you walk through Sawgrass Mills, you can get anything from luggage to churros. And I defy anyone in America to tell me a mall that offers that kind of variety. Luggage to churros. In fact, that should be Sawgrass Mills tagline. We have luggage, everything from luggage to churros. Massage chairs. They have a little merry-go-round.
You can get a massage in there.
You can?
Yeah, there's little dudes and women in the middle of little concourse. You lay in a chair and they rub on you.
Great show.
Oh, I gotta go get me one of those. Where's that in relation to the Books a Million?
Right by Jungle Cafe.
Rainforest Cafe?
There we go.
All right. So number 10, Sawgrass Mills Mall. Number 9, these are things most responsible for the Panthers being able to repeat. Connor McDavid. Hey, you're going to be Michael Jordan? Play like Michael Jordan. If you're not going to play like Michael Jordan, maybe you're not Michael Jordan.
I like it.
Number 8, Brad Marchand.
I don't want to reveal my list.
But we're both here for a cup of coffee. But number 8, I mean, he provided an energy, a spark. He provided what I think Edmonton thought maybe Calvin Pickard could provide.
I mean,
number 7, Sam Bennett. I think that goes without saying. Some people probably might think he's too low on the list. But again, I'm doing 2 years in totality here of, you know, what's most responsible for the back-to-back. Number 6, Matthew Tkachuk. He is genuinely the heartbeat of this team. And he played through a significant injury this postseason. We learned again last night. Significant injury. Number 5, Bill Zito. I know he's going to be your number 1, but I have Bill Zito at number 5. Number 4, Paul Maurice. Listen, you can assemble talent, but unless you have someone who can take that talent and mold it into a champion, all you've got is pieces of talent. And Paul Maurice, for me, is number 4. Number 3, Dairy Queen. Without the blizzards, who knows? You need something to rally around, right? There was a season we rallied around rats. There was a season we rallied around Kevin Spacey. And this season, it was Dairy Queen blizzards. That's number 3 on my list. Number 2, Sasha Barkov. You'd be remiss if he's not up on your list. And number 1, Sergei Bobrovsky. For me, that's the quarterback. You go as far as your goalie will allow you to go. And Sergei Bobrovsky has been a stalwart in net. And he is, for me, the number 1 reason why the Panthers were able to repeat as Stanley Cup champions. Crowder, let's hear your list.
10. This is all about consistency, hard work, wearing down the other team, physicality, the turkey sandwich man in the sweet level.
He's my OLI.
I had him as others receiving votes.
Okay. This man has been there for years. He's been through the good times. He's Sasha Barkov.
Never complains,
works hard. That turkey sandwich is going to be good every damn time. My Jamaican man that's been in that damn turkey sandwich booth since I've been going to games, he's number 10. He could have been farther up on the list.
Doesn't even matter. If you're first in line, fifth in line, 600th in line, you're going to feel like you got the most important turkey sandwich at the arena.
That's what the Panthers organization's about. Number nine, he had a great 1 year, but like you said, Hoggy, wasn't even 1 year. It was 2 months. Marchand. It was impressive. I didn't even watch him in Boston, but what he does and his style of hockey and some of them goals he made were, you know, top 10 ESPN type stuff. I think you left off Ekblad. That's my number eight, Hawk. Ekblad.
Controversial.
He pucks. He doesn't do all the flashy
stuff. He's my Liam Eikenberg.
But like my Josh Appels and my Doug Plagans tell me, he does all the stuff that you need on a team, the nasty stuff. And yeah, Ekblad's my number eight. Seven is Vinny Viola.
Yeah.
Because when you hear those guys talk about how the guys get together and how they love the road trips and how they love the stuff they do and then driving golf carts to practice and all that stuff, I know you just take it for granted. That's the owner supplying them with the facilities to enjoy each other and not no BS stuff and not no cutting corners and all of that stuff. So Vinny Viola, you saw the change once he came in. He's seven. Six is Tkachuk. He added a nasty to this team, especially last year. This year he was hurt, but last year he was that dude. He was Sam Bennett of last year. He was taking over stuff. If that damn little bitty McDavid, he probably went on damn Connor Smythe. I'm with you, the captain. Got to throw love number four to captain, Sasha Barkov.
Tanner Connor Smythe?
Connor Smythe.
He can go to hell. Number five, the captain, Sasha Barkov. That man just does it all day. My number four is Paul Maurice. I think I jumped you, Hawk, with Paul Maurice, right?
Yeah.
We had players. We went deep. We won presidents, trophies, and all that crap. I don't even want to reference Josh because he loves this. The Paul Ball works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just called whooping somebody's ass for a long, long time until they tap out. And I love that approach to any sport in football. I mean, any sport in the world, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, whatever, you can do it. Three, I got to give to Sam Bennett. You win the Conn Smythe, and you've been on the team a number of years, and you've been through the transition. Sam Bennett went crazy. Number two is Bob, because he is a Hall of Fame goalie, and he's amazing at what he does. And y'all knew my number one. I've teased it for 2 hours. What Bill Zito has done with this roster and the guys he brought in, and he just keeps bringing in the guys that can play Paul Ball. So you get a coach. You figure out what the coach wants. Like, we hear this with Chris Greer and McDaniel all the time and all the things. It's what the Heat did. Well, you have a Pat Riley, and you respect Pat Riley. I've made the argument, Josh. I don't know if you heard it. Bill Zito should be respected like Pat Riley.
100%.
Find out how you're going to play. Find out what you need to win and go get those guys. He's consistently over and over and over and over again brought in exactly what Paul Maurice needed. Bill Zito should win the damn Conn Smythe. He hasn't won an executive of the year. I heard somebody talking about it earlier on the radio station. I don't know who the hell was on earlier today. There is no way Bill Zito should not have some kind of damn trophy over his fireplace for executive of the year. This man's amazing.
Josh Appel.
So this is a really tough list for me. So I have three outside looking ins here, others receiving votes. Yep, I'm going to give them to you.
No, because it's not a list of 13. It's a list of 10. We all had to narrow it down.
You gave one of your receiving votes.
I didn't have him on there. Nope, I'm not. Nope. If you're going to do three outside of the 10, then that's a list of 13. I'm not accepting it. So give me your 10.
Okay, fine. Number 10, train the equipment manager. If you know, you know.
I don't.
Nobody that's why knows. I said, if you know, you know.
All right. I'm saying I don't.
Number 9, Brad Marchand. I don't think the Panthers win the Stanley Cup without him. He scored
crazy,
the game-winning goal.
I think you're right.
He scored the game-winning goal in Game 3 against Toronto. I know it's been brought up a lot, but I still feel like we forget. They were down 2-0 in the series. They were down 2-0 in Game 3. They were down 3-1 in Game 3 against Toronto. And Brad Marchand scores the winner and might have been the best player on the ice that night. I couldn't separate them because they're attached at the hip, even though Tkachuk was playing without something attached to his bone, a muscle. Mm. The Tkachuk-Bennett line. What more needs to be said about the two of them? They are the identity line of this team.
Yep.
Sasha Barkov, number 7. The captain. Did you see the picture of his hand? List.
Oh my God. Did you see the picture of his hand, Crowder?
Yes. He's How? A monster.
How?
Yeah. How?
How?
Not now, buddy.
Number six, Mr. Game 4, Stuart Skinner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. We appreciate it.
I mean, a microcosm of the series, but that third goal last night, so bizarre. Hey, man.
Boy, they crushed him on the broadcast.
Catch the puck.
I mean, crushed him on the broadcast for what he was doing.
He might as well have handed the puck to Sasha Barkov the way that
they
he
said Sasha
that.
Barkov looked surprised that he didn't wrap up that puck. I'm telling you, I have never heard a broadcast team crush a goalie the way that, and they have a goalie in the booth, right? Isn't
Kenny Brian Albert? Boucher. He's between the glass. Yeah.
Man, they crush Stuart Skinner for that.
I heard it. One dude was like, he could have jumped on that. Another guy was like, no, he should have and could have jumped on that. They killed him during that play.
They
did.
Bizarre. Roberto Luongo, game 7 drum last year, game 6 drum last
Great
night.
Call. Great call. You've just earned yourself one OLI.
Let's go. number 4, sticking with the goaltenders, Sergei Bobrovsky. 100%. They don't the turnaround in his Panther tenure has been unbelievable, helped by the fact that things stabilized in front of him. But as you saw in this series, anything he saw, he stopped. Mm-hmm. Number 3, Paul Maurice. Paul Ball.
Yeah.
Number 2, Dairy Queen. Hawk stole one of mine, even though he went first. But I had Dairy Queen all the way up there at number 2. Yeah. They don't win without Dairy Queen.
Has to be.
Yeah. And number 1.
I know what one is, baby.
Evan Spacey.
Will Jonah Gadjevich's shirt on a shirt. No, it's Will Wido and his staff, number 1.
My man.
Go ahead. Give us your OLIs.
My OLI, Crowder mentioned him, turkey sandwich guy.
Yeah.
Big
Wouldn't it be amazing if that guy, and he's known just as turkey sandwich guy, it might be his legal name because no one knows his name. Wouldn't it be amazing if he had the same kind of rise that Eric Spoelstra had from the video room? Where 10, 15 years from now, he's the head coach of the Panthers.
And then you see the flashback picture of him standing next to the turkey carving station with the knife in his hand looking at the camera.
And he coaches wearing the chef's hat.
I'm going to tell you a little secret. He's probably about 78 right now. I don't know if we got 15
what?
Years. I don't know if we got 15 years left. We might want to speed this up.
Well, I could see it happening. You guys don't have vision.
I believe
it. That's fast-paced, this career trend.
My other two OLIs, Big C's. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. The guy with the had the back and forth with Biz.
Yep. Big C's. And then the fourth line. Oh,
that fourth line. You know what? A lot was talked about that during the playoffs, but it's so true. They have a fourth line. Panthers have a fourth line that would be a second line on some NHL teams. Am I lying?
They have a fifth line that could be that too.
You know what? It goes back to Josh and myself's number one.
Will Wido.
Bill Zito put together a roster that could play a fifth line that should be on a second line.
Did you guys see last night? I think they showed it on TNT. Paul Maurice and Thomas Nosek afterwards. Thomas Nosek was in tears on Paul Maurice's shoulder. And you think back to game 1 where he flips the puck over the glass with 2 minutes left. And what does Paul do afterwards? Hey, listen, he knows that he messed up. But you know what our group's going to do? At our post-game meal, we're all going to sit at his table. We're all going to be there for him, and he's going to be back in the lineup again for game 2. You know what Pixar dad Knobloch would have done if Nosek made that mistake for Edmonton? You're out of the game. You're not playing next time. But it just speaks to the culture of this group that even a guy like Thomas Nosek, they still believed in him. And I'm telling you, the penalty kill in the entire series, if he doesn't play as well as he did after that,
And he was Paul Maurice so good after that game. Remember, after the game, Paul Maurice said, because someone asked him, obviously, about Thomas Nosek, and he said, listen, we're not here without him.
Yeah.
We're not here without that line. Like, he had his back from the jump.
Yeah.
I have been texted from Solana his list of 10. Mm-hmm. Jimmy, do you have a list of 10?
Was I supposed to make one?
Well, I don't know. I was pretty nebulous about it, so I didn't know if you did or didn't. I didn't want to put you on the spot.
It's top 10 hams, Jimmy.
Number 10, honey baked ham. Number 9, honey baked ham.
Excellent. Well done. This is Solana's. Number 10, whoever decided to bring Luongo back to bang the drum. I don't know who makes that call, but he's not incorrect in that.
I do. And
who makes
she
that
was,
call?
I don't know if I should reveal the name.
Okay.
But this person works on the game presentation staff, and I saw her before the game, and I said, it's the only choice. She said, don't worry.
But in other words, she gets to make the choice unilaterally. She doesn't have to bounce it off.
There's collaboration.
Bill Zito and Sean Thornton and Matt Caldwell.
There's certainly collaboration, no doubt. But this particular person is the, what's the, I don't know if liaison's the right word because they have more power than a liaison when it comes to this. But yeah, there was only one choice, and this person help facilitate that.
Well, there are two choices, Matt Mervis or Luongo.
Oh, yes, Luongo. Of course.
Number 9,
maybe court. Next season, Josh. Teller, you know, there's an ex-Dolphin linebacker. He's always at the stadium anyway. You know, he can.
Oh, yeah.
Can
I don't think I've ever seen Philip Wheeler there.
Derek Pope loves hockey.
Oh my god. Although I think I did see Morlon Greenwood there the other night.
Y'all ain't worth a damn.
Number 9, according to Solana, the Munchkins in the press room. He says they're amazing.
They are. Not
are
quite
they Dunkin' Donuts Munchkins?
I'm not sure if they are Dunkin', and they're not quite Inter Miami's brownies, but they are very good.
The brownies were good yesterday, by the way, in the press room. I will tell you, if I did a list of number one thing that almost caused me to miss an entire period of the game last night, it was the meatloaf. Number 8.
Meatloaf is not top 10.
Number 8, according to Solana, whoever stitched Barkov's hand. Excellent craftsmanship. He's nailing it right now. Number 7, the elbow room. I think there's something to that because that's like an incentive to win. You know, you get to go to the elbow room. Number 6, Bill Zito.
6?
A little low.
Wait. Number 5, the actual stitches on Barkov's hand. It's speaking from a person whose family was in the Schmatas business. That is an excellent textile, that stitch. You can see it. You can see it. Number 4, Matthew Tkachuk. Number 3, Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay.
Great shout.
This list is garbage.
And number 2, Pat Riley.
Huh?
I don't know what's going on.
Godfather.
Josh.
Godfather. Huh. Set the standard. Set the standard. Set the standard. For all sports franchises. Set the standard.
He had more influence than Bill Zito.
Yeah,
according to Bill's list, yes. And number 1, Solana's Brad Marchand text, which, of course, they mended fences last night after the game, which was nice to see. So there you go.
I hate him.
Solana's on his way to Carolina Alehouse in Weston. You can join him out there beginning at 5 p.m. He is going to have Inter Miami Club World Cup tickets to give away. So if you're in the Weston area and you want to hang out with Solana and the 560 QAM crew, you head out to the Carolina Alehouse in Weston. He'll be there in about 30 minutes. Going to be giving away Inter Miami Club World Cup tickets. Club World Cup tickets for Monday night every half hour. So that's a good chance to win. Headlines, we're not really doing them today because we're just celebrating the Panthers all day, and headlines are the Panthers, but it's brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. The Marlins won last night. The Marlins play tonight, Josh?
They do. They play against the Phillies, final game of the series.
All right. And weather is brought to you by someone. Who brings you weather? Demesman and Dover?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God. You have the liner, Jimmy? Go ahead. Read the liner.
I do not have the liner.
Call Demesman and Dover and see what.
Call Demesman and Dover. Who should he ask for, Crowder? Demesman or Dover?
866-954-MORE. That's 866-954-6673. Any accidents you have, the slip and falls, car accidents, call Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
How about that? All right, we're going to keep talking Panthers here and celebrating a second Stanley Cup, consecutive Stanley Cup. We're having some fun today, as we should be. And again, Solana will be at Carolina Ale House in Weston in just about 30 minutes. Do not go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.
Right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A throwback, Jimmy, but if I don't get Will Smith, I like pretty girls at some point before 6 o'clock. Before we talk a little more hockey, we do talk about the Hard Rock Bet app every day on this show. If you haven't downloaded it yet, make today the day. I cashed a nice ticket yesterday. I had Panthers to win the cup plus 600 and finally got to see that ticket turn green. That's what I'm saying. And I know the Conn Smythe voting now. We were close to winning that Marchand flyer on the Conn Smythe because he was just a few votes away from getting it.
Hawk, I took a withdrawal out of the app after
Look
the Panthers.
You.
Won.
Look
yeah,
at
sir.
You.
I'm about to have me.
Well,
a,
you
me
can
and
be
Asia
like us.
Dinner.
You can bet on the basketball finals tomorrow night. I mean, it's all right there on the Hard Rock Bet app. Got to make sure that you follow Hard Rock Bet on social media as well. By the way, they did a great job trolling Edmonton last night on the Hard Rock Bet app. But follow them on social media because you'll see a lot of the big tickets that they pay out. Some of the wacky parlays that people put in that somehow miraculously hit. Get your friends in on the action as well. Refer them to Hard Rock Bet today. You'll both get a $50 bonus bet. And you try your first bet on any sport. If you haven't downloaded it yet, you try your first bet on any sport. No matter what sport you bet, if your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. All you have to do to get started is download the Hard Rock Bet app now, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. The parade and celebration is Sunday in Fort Lauderdale Beach, and we will have coverage of it on this radio station. Josh Appel has been sitting in with us since 3 o'clock, and I'll ask you a couple questions here, Appel, since you are more of a Panthers expert than just about anyone we talk to on a regular basis. I had asked earlier, what derails this team? Because they're a machine. What derails them? Fatigue or loss of key players? Those are the only two things that I can envision.
Yeah, like fatigue or injury for me, right? Like,
oh, injury too, yeah.
Yeah, it's fatigue or injury. Because look, I think Sam Reinhart and Gustav Forsling just set the record for most games played over a three-year stretch. I believe that's the stat that Goldie gave us earlier in the week or something along those lines. They've played, obviously, a ton of hockey. And that's why you saw them at the end of this regular season resting a lot of their guys over the final couple weeks. At a certain point, guys are going to stop taking discounts to stay. And I wonder if we've reached that point with a guy like Aaron Ekblad. Like, if the Panthers are saying, we're going to go all in to keep Sam Bennett, and he gets 8, 8.5, 8, 8, 9, or $8 and $9 million over 8 years. I'm not really sure Ekblad is going to accept taking the same or a little less than he's making now, because.
And by the way, you can understand that where you go, hey, I've won two cups. Like, you play the game because you want to win a championship. I got two. Yeah. Now I'm just cashing into the highest bidder.
Right.
There's no shame in that.
Absolutely not. And Aaron Ekblad, Panthers lifer, if he leaves, he could stay. They could make the math work and they could all stay. You never know. They love it down here and Ekblad wants to stay. So the reason I bring it up is because, they might lose a key player like Aaron Ekblad. They might lose Brad Marchand. But the number one guy on Crowder's list and my list, Will Wieto, Bill Zito, you got to trust that he will be able to plug those holes if guys leave. Aaron Ekblad, obviously a key part to this team the last 3-4 years. The pairing of him and Gustav Forsling, it's arguably the best defensive pairing in the entire NHL. And each guy isn't the same player when the other guy's not out there playing with him. They develop such a great chemistry. So that loss might be a big one. But in the grand scheme, it's fatigue or injury, because the majority of the core is going to be here for multiple years to follow. Like, think about it. Anton Lundell would be a second line center on any other team. He's locked up for what, 4 more years at $5 million a year? Are you kidding me?
Josh, should I be concerned with Bobrovsky being 36? I don't know if I'm doing football and basketball age, but 36 isn't a puppy.
No, but Roberto Luongo played into, you know, his late 30s before he retired, and he was still playing at a high level. I think the way that Sergei Bobrovsky takes care of his body, the way that he works, I think that he should be okay. I am curious to see if after his contract ends, he's all right, it's time to retire, or if, you know, they kind of trim down the workload a bit for him and he signs a deal 2 or 3 years, whatever, to finish out his career here. I think it's a legitimate concern, right? Like, he's going to be 37 next season. I don't think he's going to have this incredibly big drop off, but he's getting up there. I just think that the way he takes care of his body, the way that he works, I think that there's nothing to worry about on that front. And if they were worried about it, I think Will Wieto would have the foresight to address that position, unlike what the Edmonton Oilers failed to do this past offseason and at the trade deadline.
Is Connor McDavid, is he a free agent?
I believe he has one more year on his contract with Edmonton, which, I mean, look, Leon Draisaitl has already been extended by the Oilers. I am very curious to see how the McDavid situation plays out, because after the game he was asked if he thinks they have enough and about the core of the team, and the answer was not very settling if you were an Edmonton Oilers fan. The tone there, of
there's
the
a end. Couple of offseason question marks of teams that the Panthers ran through. Toronto is a big question, because I saw Paul Bissonnette tweeting out yesterday, F it, keep it together, and talking about the Maple Leafs, like, keep it together, let's run it back. Like, The Oilers have a big conundrum on their hands. I think the entire league has a conundrum. Back to what Solana was talking about with the Jordan rules or the bad boys and the Pistons. The league has a problem, which is not necessarily how do you assemble a great team. Edmonton's a great team because of Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, and they miss Zach Hyman, but they're a great team. It's how do you construct a team that can take down the Panthers? And I don't know what the answer is.
Well, you've got to be smart with the contracts you give out. You look at the Panthers, fourth line. I believe they're all making under $1 million. Nate Schmidt making under $1 million. Victor Arvidsson, who's a bottom six player for the Oilers, $4 million a year, was a healthy scratch multiple times in the Stanley Cup final.
Wasted money.
They let some very valuable depth pieces go this last offseason. I won't say the names because nobody's going to recognize them in the first place, but they are better depth pieces than what they're getting for their money now. We knew going into this series, the Panthers had the advantage in goal by a lot and in the depth of the team. It turns out in the defensive core as well. It's tough when you have to rely on one or two guys to pick up the slack, because I know obviously the Panthers did a really good job against McDavid and Draisaitl, but they were out of gas again this year in games five and game six. There was not that same burst. There just wasn't. The Panthers owned them, and part of that is just wearing them down over the course of a series.
And Josh, it's funny. We joked about Paul Ball that you talk about. Is this a magic trick? Like, remember when the NBA didn't need big guys anymore? Like the Shaq, Hakeem Olajuwon times where the big guy, all half-court basketball, then it got into this running and point fives and all this stuff where you don't need a seven-footer anymore. Is Paul doing something that has never been seen before, or did the league get away from being physical and now he brought physicality back and now everybody's like, oh, damn, they're over there whooping ass?
No, I just think they've bought in and do it better than anybody else. And they've got the depth and the talent to do it over long stretches of time where, all right, if the Barkov line is doing its job and shutting down Mick Dreisaitl, I think as you called them earlier in the week, the two of them, then you've got the Bennett line to pick up the slack. And if they're having an off game, all right, you've got Anton Lundell, Etu Lustarainen, and Brad Marchand, which, by the way, I don't know if you guys saw this stat, but I believe the only players to have more even strength points in the postseason this year than Etu Lustarainen were Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. Third line
wild
for the Panthers.
That is wild. Anyway,
I don't know. By the way, really quick, I don't know if you saw Matthew Tkachuk and what he said afterwards about the Oilers, but he's like, look, the reason we're sitting here hoisting the cup is because we don't have to rely on one guy. We're a team, and that's why we're here hoisting it. And then he goes, Connor McDavid's a really good player, and he's going to eventually win a Stanley Cup, wherever it is. I mean, he just knows how to needle everybody the perfect way.
But quick to that conversation. So Bill Zito brings in the right guys, but then, like you said, you have to buy in. So you need Paul Maurice to get the guys to buy in, and Bill Zito has to see that dude can play Paul Ball, and then Paul takes him. Is that kind of the chemistry project that we're seeing manifest?
Yeah, and it's a mentality thing too. Like the mentality that Matthew Tkachuk brought in the door when he walked, and Steve Goldstein has talked about it with you guys plenty. His mindset completely changed everything. And you have a guy in Sasha Barkov who is the most unselfish guy on the planet, treats everybody equally, whether they're Matthew Tkachuk or whether they're Jesper Boqvist, who's in and out of the lineup at the end of the line, or Uwe Svalinskis, or the Black Aces who were out there hoisting the Stanley Cup with everybody last night too. The culture starts with Barkov and with Tkachuk, and everybody else feeds off of it. And like the buy-in from this group, you talk about team chemistry. This is the embodiment of all of it, this group.
All right. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. Solana will be at the Carolina Ale House in Weston, and we'll celebrate the Panthers for one more hour today. It's a fun show, fun day, and it's all going to lead up to a big old parade and party Sunday on Fort Lauderdale Beach. We'll certainly give you details throughout the week as we get there.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go, baby!
Hawk and Crowder.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.